After he left the room, Iger refuted his argument point by point. "Let me tell you what was wrong with that presentation," he began. When the board had finished hearing them both, it approved the deal Iger proposed. Iger flew up to Emeryville to meet Jobs and jointly announced the deal to the Pixar workers. But before they did, Jobs sat down alone with Lasseter and Catmull. "If either of you have doubts," he said, "I will just tell them no thanks and blow off this deal." He wasn't totally sincere. It would have been almost impossible to do so at that point, but it was a welcome gesture. "I'm good," said Lasseter. "Let's do it," Catmull agreed. They all hugged, and Jobs wept. Everyone then gathered in the atrium. "Disney is buying Pixar," Jobs announced. There were a few tears, but as he explained the deal, the staffers began to realize that in some ways it was a reverse acquisition. Catmull would be the head of Disney Animation, Lasseter its chief creative officer. By the end, they were cheering. Iger had been standing on the side, and Jobs invited him to center stage. As he talked about the special culture of Pixar and how badly Disney needed to nurture it and learn from it, the crowd broke into applause. "My goal has always been not only to make great products, but to build great companies," Jobs later said. "Walt Disney did that, and the way we did the merger, we kept Pixar as a great company and helped Disney remain one as well."